Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does it feel to watch your grandson play in the Super Bowl? Kay Williamson watched her grandson, Isaac Seumalu, an offensive lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles, play in Super Bowl 52 at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in a stunning victory against the New England Patriots. She joins us today and will share her experience and wisdom, not only experiencing that game, that football game, but life. And what difference Christ has made in her life. A question today, how about you? What difference has Christ made in your life, dear friend? You know, in the game of life, there are people that are watching. There are people that are cheering us on. There are people that sometimes heckle us. There are people sometimes bring resources or the Gatorade of life to refresh us. But God is overseeing the entire arena of life, so to speak. And here's the marvel, that God who oversees all sees you. He sees you, he sees your heart, he sees your situation, and he loves you. He loves you and he knows you, and he sends Kay Williamson to remind you today, and us, that God loves you so much, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. That Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, today, calls out to you. Will you turn to him? Will you receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord? I believe the Lord is working in your heart and will move even more as you listen to Kay today. Kay Williamson attended Occidental College for 2 years before graduating from UCLA. She married Jack and lived in Wisconsin for 3 years before moving to Hawaii, where she's lived for over 50 years. She attends a Christian Missionary Alliance Church, Hawaii Kai Alliance Church. Kay, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny.
Well, what was most exhilarating about watching Isaac play in Super Bowl 52?
I just had a wonderful time up there. It was cold. There was snow on the ground. And I'm sort of acclimated after 50 years to be here and not there. Mm-hmm. But it was really a lot of fun. We went to the NFL Experience where they had all kinds of things to do and watch and all the rings and all the, you could go and have your picture taken with the trophy. It was great fun. I really enjoyed it. And then to see Isaac play, that was really a blessing. I was taken back to, he had only been with the team for 2 years. He was drafted with Wentz, the quarterback that wasn't in the game because of an injury. And but at his draft party that we had with his other grandparents, when he got the call from Philadelphia, everybody went wild. It was great fun. And then I reminded him on that day, Isaac, you can't go higher than to be a child of the King. And that's my theme for my 8 grandchildren. You can't go higher than to be a child of
Beautiful.
The King.
So we talked about the Super Bowl. It's not often that you get a grandparent's perspective.
That's right.
Describe your feelings.
Well, I really just was elated for him, and I knew that this is what he really wants to do. I just felt that, gosh, people can play in the NFL for years and never get to be in the Super Bowl. And here's Isaac. Praise God that he made it. And then to play, too.
To play?
Uh-huh. I thought it was wonderful.
And to win.
And to win.
And yeah. We did a lot of praying, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. So Isaac played, and you prayed.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Southern California. Culver City, L.A. I lived in three different homes in the L.A. area.
So when you went to UCLA, you were not far.
No, but I had moved in seventh grade. We moved out to the country, so to speak, Fillmore, California, out in the Sespe Valley Canyon that wasn't even counted in the 3,000 people that lived there at that time. But so I was in Ventura County, right? Inland from Oxnard, Ventura, and the other end of 126 is Magic Mountain.
So San Fernando Valley.
Well, it's the next valley over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I think my mother. She was a guiding light, so to speak. She, in a church way, we were kind of taken to the church where she was playing the organ. So that varied. But I think all along, like I was telling my friends, that it wasn't a girlfriend type of relationship, but it was a mother and daughter, and things were just expected of me. I just knew, even if she didn't talk about it, you know, where I was going to go to college or whatever. She was just, and then I thought about spiritually, when we lived near Fillmore, I attended a church there that there were people working with the youth that spent hours and hours and hours with us. We had church in the morning, Sunday school, church, in the evening, CE, Christian Endeavor, and then we went to night church, and then after that we went to a thing called Sing, that we just went to somebody's house and sang and had refreshments. So, I mean, these same people were doing all of this for us, and they were just pouring out their hearts in action, and they were dear people, and I got to thank a couple of them before they died, and this one lady said, "Oh, usually you don't say things like that until after you die. I die." You know, oh. She was very happy that I did that.
How did you become a Christian?
Well. I didn't become a Christian during that time. We went to a camp, and they had an altar call. I didn't go up. But my girlfriend and I said afterwards, well, we didn't go up, but in our hearts we accepted the Lord. But it was just to make him Savior. It was not to make him Lord. So I went off to college, and I would say just grew further and further away from the Lord, and didn't attend church during that time. I was not a Christian, really, as I look back on it. Mm-hmm. But and I married, not. I knew that you were not to marry somebody outside of the faith, but he was very nice. So I married Jack, and we went off to Wisconsin so he could get his PhD. And then we got here, and I know beyond belief that I came to Hawaii. God drew me to Hawaii so that my life would slow down enough so that I would be welcoming, going to church, going to Bible study, and being drawn ever closer to the Lord.
Kay Williamson talks about being drawn closer to the Lord. There's a process that we go through in our faith to know God in a more in a deeper way, more intimate way. There's a process. She talks about even hesitating a bit in her understanding of the choices that she's made. Again, it's a process. You say, Danny, are you just kind of explaining away things or pushing things on the side? I don't think I'm doing that. I think I'm just addressing the fact that in human life, there are times when we contradict ourselves, even in terms of our belief. There are times when we don't live up to the ideals that we set. It just reminds us of the imperfections of humanity, the imperfections of our own lives, and the need for God, the need for God's grace, the need for God's forgiveness. When we come together like this, as we go to break, it's always important to take a moment to cherish our time together. And in cherishing our time together, part of what is so valuable is transparency, our ability to be open one with another, and to see that the grace of God extends as far deep or as far wide as we so need. And we cannot out-extend God. His love and grace extends far, 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 even to you today. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So when do you, accept the Lord? Is it when times are good? Or when times are challenging? Or when do you accept the Lord? The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, Kay Williamson. Find out more about this program and get it in its entirety as a gift to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Kay, so going back to your journey to Christ, take us further.
Okay, well, I was invited to come to Bible Study Fellowship. Here, it's a very intense time. It's weekly, and you have to do homework and so forth. But the thing that really impressed me was the love for one another in the small group. I just couldn't believe these variety of people that were together. One gal had been over in Kaneohe, the state hospital, because she threw an iron at her kids, and then her in-laws kept coming and telling her the word and giving her scripture, and she just swore at them. But the words were still in her head, and so she just couldn't get those words out, and finally Christ won in that battle. You know, that they just were so faithful to go and take her verbiage. And so she was a part of this group, and it was just really love. And I could see that, but I still didn't accept the Lord. We went to Wisconsin on sabbatical, and my husband had double vision, and... Well, that was the story in itself. He had double vision, and so I called a nearby clinic to find out if I could make an appointment there or what. And this doctor answered, and he said, I told him about the double vision, and he said, well, does he have numbness of the palm? And I said, oh, I'd ask him, do you have numbness of the palm? And he said, yes. And he said, I wouldn't tell him, but I believe that he has MS. Just like that. That was a godsend to me, because later when I was told he has MS, I just didn't fall apart because I knew this. I didn't tell him, but that's the way it was. Anyway, when they did finally say he has MS, I was beside myself, and I think I had wisdom teeth at the same time. I remember getting a peanut butter sandwich for the kids and going to bed and, help, help, Lord. I knew where to go for help, and it was the Lord. And God gives us what we need. God really knows us, and he knows what I needed. I really needed a supernatural occurrence. I really needed something that would make me positive. God was there, and he was real, and that this love that I'd seen, it was emanating from him. I don't know if I was asleep or awake, but this bright light came. I was in bed. This bright light came and shone right in my eyes. And I knew without anybody saying anything that I had done things in my life that I was very ashamed of. And I don't think I said it out loud, but I thought one thought of one thing that I had done. And the bright light went to the side of my vision and went away. Then it came back. And I thought another thing that I really was sorry for and I knew wasn't in God's will. And then it went away. Then it came back a third time, this bright light. And I just told, in my mind, told him of another thing that I was really sorry for. And it went away and it didn't come back. And I just felt, I went to sleep, I guess, or I was asleep. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I was awake or asleep or what, but this was something that has never occurred again, has never, you know, but I knew it was the Lord.
What do you think it was? What was the Lord, when you say you think, you believe it was the Lord, what, in what way?
Well, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Mm-hmm. So I drew that conclusion, I think, mm-hmm. without even thinking about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just knew it was the Lord. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just knew it was the Lord.
How did you feel?
I think I felt relieved. Of course, my husband was still in the hospital being diagnosed, and they were giving him ATCH, something to make it go through fast, and that took away the double vision. But, I was glad, you know, and I don't know, I just felt good.
Did it have an impact the next day?
You know, I don't remember, okay. Suzanne. I really don't.
I just was curious.
Yeah.
But you've remembered it.
Oh, definitely. Oh, you wouldn't forget this. It was supernatural. Mm. I'm sure it was supernatural.
Now, when you think about how long did Jack have MS?
From the diagnosis to his death, 30 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
And were you his caregiver?
Most of that time, we did have help in the last 15 years. Mm. But otherwise, yes. And the first 10 years, you wouldn't have known it. And he was so happy to come to Hawaii because he was a surfer from Santa Monica. Mm. But and it's just now that I'm kayaking, I don't know how he had such a beautiful attitude towards this disease. I mean, he overcame that, but also in about 3 years after this, he accepted the Lord at a campus crusade meeting on campus. Yeah. And he had read the Bible and he'd read my notes from Bible Study Fellowship and he, So actually, God got us both.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord is right.
Someone may be wondering about caregiving. What challenges did you face in that process?
Well, I never considered myself a nurse, but I were one. I learned as I went along. And his doctors were helpful, and so forth. At that time, there wasn't much you could do. For the first 10 years, you wouldn't have known he had it. And then his gait started being poor. And, at the time I saw the light, I did ask why. And the answer was, it shall be revealed. Yeah. Well, our church was, he became a Christian, gave his testimony, so forth. But our church was meeting at Iolani and in the chapel. And Jack was leading a Sunday school class. And I was sitting in that Sunday school class. And all of a sudden, those words came back to me. It shall be revealed. Look, He knows the Lord. He loves the Lord. Mm. And he's teaching. And I thought, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm. Yeah, it was very nice. Mm. Yeah.
How did the Lord give you strength?
You know, people said, how do you do it? And I thought, there's nothing to it. You just do it.
Don't think about it for too long. And you just do what needs to be done?
Do what needs to be done. And I guess I thought about it, but it didn't seem, there was nothing else. I'm kind of interested in politics, and I remember my brother calling and saying, you want to run for office? You know, I'll foot you for the office. And I said, oh, no, I don't want to run for office. I know what my job is. God has given me a job to take care of my husband. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm going to do.
It strikes me when you say that, because there's a profound depth to it. Of a contentment in the calling of God, the station of life, and a peace in knowing. It's easy for someone with ambition to say that it's easy to say for someone who may already be in that place, but it's very challenging for someone who is ambitious. But there's a fine line, I think, between the ambition for the Lord and the ambition for God's calling, or is it the ambition for myself?
Right.
I'm saying that as a sort of leaving that open as we go to our break. But because we live lives and we live in a world where we're bombarded with reasons to be discontent, to want more. Mm-hmm. To want to accumulate, to want more status, to want more recognition. But when you come across someone who's content, now, of course, your brother probably knew that it's not just an interest in politics, but he probably saw a gifting. You don't just throw money down for someone that just has an interest. So there was potential there, too. We're talking about some deeper things here about life. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So when you have an opportunity to talk to somebody who has all kinds of potential, all kinds of career potential, even so someone wanting to sponsor maybe a political campaign, maybe political involvement, setting things up for influence, and yet that very person says, no, I... without even really a second glance, says, no, I'm going to take care of my spouse. That's my lot in life. That's my calling from God. That's what I'm to be doing. And there's a level of contentment with that, even joy that emerges from it. It's something for us to pause and look at and observe and maybe even study a little bit in a way that extracts the sweetness of what God has to fill us with in our own lives today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, my co-host Suzanne Maurer, our guest today, Kay Williamson. Kay is not only the grandmother of a Super Bowl 52 winner for the Philadelphia Eagles, Isaac Seumalo, but she also cared for her husband, a scholar, math professor, PhD at the University of Hawaii, who was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. Let's go back, okay, before our break, you mentioned about caring for Jack. What did Jack tell you when, through the diagnosis and as his health began to wane?
Well, he told me that he was really sorry that he was ruining all my plans for the future. And I said, that's okay. I didn't have any plans. But, Danny, my life verse is the strength of the Lord is the joy, the joy. Mm-hmm. And God has given me great joy and great peace and great love. And that was just the way it was.
One may say, Kay, I admire that. Suzanne, I admire Kay. Mm-hmm. But that was another time. We live in a day where the economy is different. We live in a day when the financial pressures are different. A woman may feel like she cannot. Now, I'm not just focusing on one slice only. Of course, there's more to it than this. But one may feel like, I don't have that choice. I've got to get in the game. I've got to establish my own career. There are financial responsibilities that I have. We have expenses that are necessities for our family. So from a generation to another generation, what would you say? You have children. You have grandchildren, both of you. Mm-hmm. You live in this world. How do you boundary span? How do you span where you lived with where someone is living today?
Well, I think that one of the
Suzanne
things
and Kay just pointed at each other. I wanted...
And so Suzanne's going to start, and Kay will just wrap this up beautifully for us.
You may speak. Okay. Will
and
someone please?
I'm not sure, but I think we're of a similar age, would be my guess. And so we grew up in a time where we had the privilege and the joy of being housemakers and staying home with our children. And especially here in Hawaii today, I'm not sure the percentage, but it's a very high percentage of moms that have to work.
Yeah.
And I say have to work, but sometimes it's because they don't want three televisions, they want four. They don't want two cars, they want three. Many of them have to work, but many of them also choose to work. And that's very different. So in the time when I grew up and I was raising our four children, we didn't really think a lot about a burden or that this was sacrificial in any way. We just did it. This is what we needed to do. Now, Kay, pick up from that.
Well, I think today's woman just goes out to work. She just does it because, but it does, if your career is above your husband, I don't think it's a very good idea. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's...
It's not very biblical.
No, it's not. And if you... I know housing is very expensive here. It's really hard.
For mini schooling.
My kids our children went to Kaiser High instead of going to more expensive private school. Although our son was accepted at both Iolani and Punahou. Mm-hmm. He's a very bright boy. Went on from Kaiser to be... he went to MIT all the way through to his PhD. Mm. He's a professor today, so he's smart like his dad.
Mm. Well, UCLA is nothing to sneeze at, as someone would say. But when we think about this, and then Suzanne, you made a point. You said if someone's... And I want to come back to this because someone who's a wife who has a career, who has more earning power than their husband, when you say that's not biblical, explain that.
Well, of course, in biblical times, I don't know that the wife even worked. I mean, there might have been some. But I personally believe that the Bible teaches that the husband should be the breadwinner, that the wife's position is to raise the children, take care of the house. And that's just basically lost today in our society. Mm. And some of it is from absolute sincere need. Mm-hmm. So I understand that.
I mean, you're talking if...
You have to work.
The woman has to work.
Right, exactly. Okay. So. But it's also much more of a mindset today, and it's much more accepted in our society today. I mean, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. I was blessed to be a stay-at-home mom. My children are... One of them is a stay-at-home mom. The rest are working.
Yeah, so, okay.
Well, I did teach before I was married. I taught in the Valley, in San Fernando Valley, for a year. I did substitute while Jack was at graduate school in Madison, and actually got a job teaching music, elementary music, but before children.
Well, I think this is where we need to tread softly, mm-hmm. or be vigilant, mindful, because we're in marriage. The woman is a helpmate, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So someone could say, well, isn't it biblical for me to help my husband? If we're not making it financially.
Oh, I agree.
And I'm an able-bodied person.
Right.
And I have an education, whether it's high school education, mm-hmm. or college education, but I have an ability. That's why I would say we want to be careful not to draw straight of a line in the sense and saying, okay, you're either on this side or on this other side.
Right.
Because some today might feel, that's not my reality.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right. So, it's important to talk about this. Mm-hmm. Because people struggle.
Right.
People struggle with finances, and it's not just wanting more and more and more. I think that's mm-hmm. a big part of it. Mm-hmm. We feed our desire. Our desires, our discontent feeds the cycle of us mm-hmm. needing to earn more and earn more, which goes back to godliness plus contentment is great gain, mm-hmm. the scriptures say, right?
Amen.
So, but going back to your being free to care for Jack, what did you enjoy in the midst of that moment or in that extended period of time where you cared for him?
Well, I was learning things. I learned how to suction a trach. When he had a trach, I learned how to put back a stomach tube when it came out. Mm-hmm. I learned some very...
Sounds like nursing to me.
It sounds like nursing. Mm-hmm. It was nursing. And I also learned to have agency, bring somebody into the home, and how that all worked. And we had numerous people come and help us, which was wonderful. I also homeschooled my grandkids during that time, and it really made me tired. Isaac was one of them.
And Danny, I also want to say, and I don't know that she learned this, because I think it's just who God made Kay so beautifully, but she's a real encourager.
That's what I try to be. And I've taken a test on Holy Spirit gifts. And that's what it was, encouragement and faith.
I would not be surprised if Isaac and his other his siblings and cousins had a gravitational pull to Grandma Kay. Because anyone who is blessed with that gift and exercises it is a magnet. Why? Because in this world, there is so much that could pull us down. So many messages, so many encounters that could remind us of how feeble we are and how much we've failed. Well,
do remember throwing myself, when he was particularly sick, throwing myself across his body on his hospital bed that was in our home and saying, Lord, I need a miracle. And I got a miracle. He got better.
Kay Williamson, you're encouraging us today by your story. When we come back in our final segment, more from Kay, a word to someone who needs a miracle, a word to someone who needs encouragement, a word to someone who, well, a prayer for someone who may need prayer. We'll share in this time together with Kay. You don't want to miss this. You may really need this. This may be a godsend to you. Well, receive what God has as we come back, a time of ministry, heart to heart with you, my friend. Yes, with you, in Jesus' name. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, you can
guests.
Tell that she has experienced the grace of God in her life. That Christ has made a difference in the way that she has lived, the way she's, the way she talks, the way that she's, her actions, her love for her family. She has a gift of encouragement, Kay Williams, and I want to have this time, Kay, for you to encourage someone who is going through a really tough time. Maybe someone just got news that their spouse is. The diagnosis has come, and they realize that their life will not be the same. Mm-hmm. Financially, someone may hear news, or they feel it coming, and they begin to realize my financial reality is changing. Relationships are changing. The world seems to be crashing for some people, but they're listening to us today. And there's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. What do you believe God would have you say?
I would say that God will provide for you. He loves you. And that all you need to do is say a simple prayer of help. Mm-hmm. And he will be there with you. And he will take you through it, whatever it is. And he will provide. He will direct your path if you will put your trust in him. Mm. So,
Suzanne, when Kay says help, that simple prayer, it's profound, isn't it?
It is. But our Lord loves us so much that he recognizes that. And he's been waiting for it. He wants us. He created us even to need him. And sometimes it takes a critical crisis situation before we're flat on our back and we finally say, look help. Up. And he delights in just scooping us up and
that.
Holding scooping us tight up. In his arms of love. And then by his grace, he will cause us to recognize our need for him and to continue to not only cry out to him help, but to, as Kay said, to trust him.
Let's talk about something that is directly connected to this. When there is a change in life, change in season, that's rather drastic, financially, physically, relationally. The reality of shame. You don't have the resources that you used to have. You're not able to do what you used to do. The perceptions of others, they look at you and they see you as, well, not like what you were before. It might not see you in your strength anymore. Hmm. How does this relate? And how do we encourage someone going through that, spoken or unspoken?
Just real quick, and then I want you again to follow up for me. It's very hard for people to ask for help, and a big part of that is shame. Mm-hmm. They're embarrassed. They feel a burden. And so that's a very difficult thing, and I'm glad you brought it up, because they need help, and they need to, by God's grace, allow themselves to say, I can't do this, I need help. And Kay talked about agencies that she got involved with, and God directed her to find the help that she needed. But there's a lot of shame in having, and I'm going to say wrongful shame, in feeling like you have to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't call it shame. I'd call it just self-reliance, self-respect, selfish, thinking I can handle it. No, you can't. But God can. And you can do it through God. You can do it through God. Yeah.
A little of the shame, though, like if you have to go into a wheelchair, especially for men, for whatever reason. But
my husband was great on that.
Not all are, though.
I know.
There are a lot of people that that's really a very difficult step. And that's kind of the shame that I was speaking of.
I have a friend right now who she won't use a cane. She won't use a walker. She fell the other night at the opera. She's,
Or someone that used to be able to afford certain luxuries. Then at that time, it wasn't luxuries. It were necessities. But when the resources begin to dry up and become constrained, you realize, well, that really was a luxury. But you're not able to. Sometimes people aren't able to socialize with the same friends that they did. And they feel isolated because they're not, at least in their mind, they're not in the circle anymore.
Yeah,
those kinds of things is what I'm talking about, where someone going through that, or someone who was very proud of their child, because the child was, well, in some ways, maybe like a golden child, and accomplished many things, and then the child, you know, encountered something in life. And what does a parent say anymore? They used to brag before, but they can't really say much. Those kinds of changes. I mean, these are things that happen in the normal processes in people's lives. Not everyone, but some go through it. And that's where today, Kay, I feel like the Lord has brought you. And maybe it doesn't relate exactly with your experiences, but I'm relying on the gift that God has given you, the gift of encouragement. Relying on the Lord in that to speak to somebody.
Just keep on keeping on with the Lord. You know, just put your trust in Him, and He will guide you and deliver you.
Would you be willing to pray?
Sure.
Please.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time. Lord, I just pray for those people listening today that if they don't know you, that they will just be touched in their heart by your words. Lord, I just would ask that you would be with them, show them your love, draw them ever closer to you. Lord, I think of my friends from high school, from college, all these people that I have met along the way, and all the people, the doctors and everyone that came to our house to help with Jack, all of my children's friends, my grandchildren's friends. I just ask that all of them be drawn ever closer to you, and as well, the people listening today. Lord, please draw them ever closer to you. Just touch them with your love and your concern, and let them know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Kay, when you pray for your grandson, the Super Bowl champion, what do you pray?
That he will be encouraged, and that he will draw closer and closer to the Lord.
Why is that so important in that context?
In any context, it's important.
Yes.
In any context. And, of course, we're proud of him, but we want the best for him. And like I told him, you can't go higher than be a child of the King. And I'm so glad that I went from Queen of the May in my younger years to child of the King. And I want to encourage others to do the same.
Well, you have today.
Thank you.
I'm encouraged, and I'm reminded that I can't go higher than being a child of the King. And it's been a privilege to be with you today. And I'm grateful that you came to share in this very special moment with us.
Well, thank you, Danny.
Thank you very much, Kay.
It's wonderful.
God bless you.
Encouraging words from Kay Williamson. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, I believe this is a perfect moment right now to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation I set up for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Thanks in advance. Psalm 62, verse 7, my salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Kay Williamson. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.